Welcome to the National Association of Realtors Commercial Podcast. This is the forum that features interviews with top commercial experts from across the country, sharing their best practices to help you improve your business.
Hi, this is Alex Ruggieri, and welcome to the podcast. My special guest today, Ryan Nelson, a little company called Gobi. Gobi is a nationally recognized energy and sustainability solutions firm, leading the market with an energy and sustainability platform, and in services such as ENERGY STAR benchmarks and LEED certifications. Gobi was founded in 2009. Gobi's award-winning C-suite software has a service platform which captures and distills multiple data sources into simple, contextualized dashboards, tasks, and reports to cost-effectively monitor, optimize, report, and track whole building energy and sustainability performance. My guest, Ryan Nelson, has more than 15 years in enterprise software and management consulting experience, including supply chain software implementation and process optimization for Fortune 500 companies, including Chevron, AIG, Zurich Insurance, and FedEx. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, Alex. Very excited to be here. Love the topic, love talking about this stuff, and really appreciate the introduction and the opportunity to talk to you.
Well, it's a very exciting technology, and it's one that I think is a game changer. And as we kick off this interview, most of the folks that are on this call listening are commercial real estate practitioners, members of the National Association of Realtors. If you were going to just tell them in a sentence or two what Gobi does in a simple, easy to, like, I'm a 10-year-old, tell us what it is that Gobi does.
Sure. Great. Thanks for the opportunity. So what Gobi does is provide a platform called C-Suite, and that platform allows commercial operators, owners, to have a better-run building. That's really our mission, and we do that through data. We contextualize operational data and present it in a way that's very consumable and action-oriented, and that may be around energy use, cost, water use, cost, waste use, what your performance is as far as recycling, what you send to the landfill. We really have that sustainability lens on the operational approach to a large commercial building or a small commercial building for that matter. By the time we process that data and present it back, you're going to see a wonderful display of how you're performing across your own team's portfolio, your region, your competitors, those types of things to give you some opportunity to improve.
Wow. So that's very powerful. It almost sounds overwhelming. Can we just, let's say, focus on something we can wrap our heads around? You're tracking all this data, and let's say we have some property managers out there that are listening, and they're saying, this could be something we could really use. Are you talking about utilities? Are you talking about tracking gas, electric, water? What would be something typically that most people would relate to that you would track, and how is that improved performance?
Yeah, so you nailed it. I think you covered many of them right there. And really, as a property manager, for example, or an asset manager or building engineer, if you think about the amount of spreadsheets that you have in front of you on a daily or monthly or sometimes quarterly basis, and what you owe to other members of your team, either to people you report to or others that you're supporting, a lot of different spreadsheets. So what we're really doing is it's helping you get that data to the cloud and make more sense of it. So avoiding dark data or siloed information that you can't really interpret to more actionable items. We really want to help you do that. And to your point, very simply, yes, energy use and energy costs. So in a building, typical commercial building, the most standard scenario is going to be electricity and natural gas, right? Just like at a home. So you're going to use quite a bit of electricity for cooling. You're going to use it for lighting. And then the people that are in your building, the companies, the tenants, they're going to use energy for their plug loads, whatever it is they plug in, from coffee to their laptops and otherwise. Natural gas are typically going to see is used for heating for the whole building. And, maybe for some restaurants that you have in your building, they use natural gas. So by putting that information in an automated fashion, right? So you get maybe a paper bill still or a PDF bill. Well, what we've done is we connect to the utilities directly. So as soon as we have account information from somebody, you know, with the appropriate contracts in place, we have that account information. We pull that information as soon as the utility makes it available. We pull it from your individual building, your regional set of buildings, your entire portfolio. Maybe you're an investor with 100 buildings. So we pull that energy use, that energy cost, that peak demand, the natural gas use, and we overlay important data on top of that. So now you're looking at it with, well, what was the average temperature for the month or the day? How many cooling or heating degree days were there in that particular month? Now let's overlay that data. How many people are in your building? What percentage is leased? What's the size of your building? So when you overlay those kind of information, you now have normalization factors. So you're looking at very simple things like energy use and making sense out of it compared to national benchmarks, your own personal benchmarks based on previous years, regional benchmarks, company goals for reduction. Those types of programs can be put in place.
So when you have the benefit of all of this data, how are people able to implement the cost savings? Maybe suddenly now, because of Gobi, they are seeing how, which is, to me is just amazing that you could do all of that, so then they could have a window into how the building is performing, and not only have a window and see what their building is doing, but they can benchmark and compare to other similar buildings in the region with the same weather patterns, et cetera, and they can see how they're doing with regard to maybe, say, the standard or the average or the mean that's out there. And immediately I could see that could be a tremendous benefit if you are, say, managing properties for others or managing properties for your partnerships, and you can show them data that says, hey, just want you guys to know, I mean, you may not like paying your power bill, but, oh, by the way, we are running it as efficiently as possible, and we have the data to prove it, because not only are we showing that this building is running at peak performance, but we're also able to show and benchmark, by comparison, we're doing so much better than the other buildings in the neighborhood or in the area of the general region. We just want to, you know, be able to demonstrate to you our competency, and Gobi would be a tool to allow them to do that.
Yeah, you know, we're really talking about this concept of limitless data and limited resources, right? There's so much data out there, and there's limited resources, the natural resources, and of course the resources as an operator of that building, the time that you have. And I think you covered at least two out of the three main components of what we're supporting. So really one of those is risk management. The other two, which I think you covered, were operational or bottom line savings, and then there's also a revenue opportunity as well. So you've got operational savings. It's funny, just by, you know, the old Big Brother concept, once you organize and you have such a program in place, we typically see 5% in operational savings just by the fact that the program's in place. When somebody knows that your particular building is rolled up into a portfolio and compared against other operators, you tend to, you know, maybe focus a little bit more on honing in those set points for cooling or heating for a particular day, or really a property manager may be pushing programs throughout the building in awareness to just get the tenants engaged and help them understand the impact to their business. And that helps the overall energy building use, which can lead to, you know, Energy Star awards and different things for the building as well, which gets you to the top line portion with, you know, the expectations for corporate social responsibility, businesses thinking about the triple bottom line, right? People, planet, profit. If you want to attract the biggest, best, not even always biggest, but the best tenants into your building, you want to be able to respond well to the RFPs and say, hey, what are you doing in regards to running an environmentally friendly building? What are you doing as far as keeping operational expenses down? So you can have better answers when you say, you know what? Through this program and through our focus, we've gotten ourselves an Energy Star Award. We're a LEED certified building. In any case, we're ready to disclose how we're performing, and we can show you that that's high on our list, and that we're moving the needle in the right direction, even if we weren't maybe an Energy Star award or something to brag about. We started the program 3 years ago. Look at the direction we're moving now and the benchmarks we have. That means a lot to businesses that are, you know, in a competitive market when they're picking where they want to office.
Yeah, no, that's true. And you cannot overlook, or you would be unfortunate if you did overlook, the tremendous trend in the marketplace today of people wanting to do good in every aspect of their life and in their business. So if they have a choice and they can say, hey, I can move into this building right here, or I can move into this one, and this one's LEED certified, that pixie dust, you know, falls on them too. So when they move into your building, they can tell their clients, oh, we're in a LEED certified building. And they're likely, unless you're charging double the rent or something, they're likely to choose a building that's certified over one that isn't, I would think.
You're absolutely right. You know, it fits with the corporate social responsibility plans that these organizations have in place. And I think you made a good point there. You know, no, I'm not going to tell you that you're going to double your rent if you're, you know, LEED certified or you've got, you know, some recognition for what you're doing. But certainly, all things being equal, someone's going to make that choice. A lot of cases, you don't even get invited to the RFP if you don't have the right answers to some of these questions. You won't even get the opportunity. So that potential customer is no longer in the pool of customers that you're looking at as an operator of a building. It's very interesting.
I remember a very visionary developer in our area one time built, at the time everyone was building apartment houses with regular 2x4 construction walls, and he was doing things very different. He was putting in apartments with 2x6 walls, and he was adding extra insulation in the ceilings, and he was spending more money up front. And I asked him, I said, and this was 30 years ago, I said, what are you doing? And he said, well, the way I look at it, people have a certain bundle of money that they're going to spend that includes not only the rent but also their utilities. And he said, over time, since my apartments are going to be more efficient, they're going to save money on their utilities. So that's going to attract more tenants for me. But he says, I'll also be able to charge a little bit more rent because they're getting a break on the utilities. If they're paying a little bit more rent, that won't be as noticed, and they'll still be under a benchmark of what a less efficient building would cost if they were paying full boat for their utilities. And I thought, man, that is brilliant.
Yeah, that is brilliant. And, you know, that's exactly what we want to do, what Gobi wants to do, and what we want to do through our C-Suite platform is enable people to understand that and see that better, and enable those managers and operators to present and articulate that, to give them the tools to say, look what we are doing and look what that means to you as a tenant here from all these different perspectives of, again, of risk compliance, you know, all the ordinances that are coming out, what's required of large businesses, what's required of operators of the real estate, and again, attracting those tenants, and then, of course, saving money. So we talked about, you know, the idea of 5% savings simply by having the program in place. Well, then, you know, you start to get more sophisticated, and we're looking at predictive analysis and things like that, knowing ahead of time how you should operate your building based on a forecast and being prepared for that, knowing that you can't be leaving your set points the same as they were last year. It happens to be perhaps maybe a mild or a harsh summer or winter, and you need to be prepared and be able to know that ahead of time. So then you start looking at the ROI on projects and having real detailed analysis at your fingertips so that you do better with your capital investments. So, again, everyone wins in that scenario, from the investor to the operator to the user of the property.
Fantastic. Well, we're down to about our last 30 seconds. Don't want to leave without learning how people can find out more about Gobi, but why don't you just take the last 10 or 15 seconds, tell us what you want people to remember and how they can find out more information.
Yeah, thank you very much. Gobi is here really to serve the commercial real estate market and really help you understand how technology and data can be utilized to have a better run building. That's what we want to do, and that's what our C-suite platform is built for. So getting started is pretty easy as far as effort and cost to get up and running and moving in the right direction. So check us out at gobllc.com and or csuite.com. Feel free to email me directly, rnelson@gobllc.com. And I wish everyone the best, and thank you again, Alex, for your time today.
Thank you so much, Ryan, for being on our show.
Thanks for being with us on the National Association of Realtors Commercial Podcast, the place for you to learn the best practices from the best commercial experts in the country.